Lowell Tuckerman and Marko Ukalovic for BayAreaSportsWrap.com as we recap the Week 1 action for the 49ers and Raiders. The 49ers went to Chicago and got handed a 19-10 loss to the Chicago Bears. A game they were up 10-0, the Bears stormed back with 19 unanswered points and got the win. So 49ers definitely not happy with how things shook out in Week 1. And with the Las Vegas Raiders, they wanted to carry the positive momentum from the offseason into Week 1, but to no avail. They lose to the Los Angeles Chargers 24-19. And starting with the Raiders, Marko, I feel like this game had more disappointments than surprises. When you look at a defense that couldn't sack or intercept Justin Herbert once, not one interception and not one sack, it goes to show you, as expected, the defense is going to be a work in progress for the Raiders. The offense, on the other hand, this is an offense we hope will be prolific with the addition of Devontae Adams and Josh McDaniels, an offensive-minded head coach. Maybe he is the guy that can get Derek Carr to live up to his potential. But when you look at how things played out, Marko, three interceptions by Derek Carr. There were times when he just looked lost. There were times when the line couldn't protect him at important moments. And you look at it and you say, geez, this is a game that had a same old Raiders type of a feeling to it, especially near the end when Derek Carr got sacked on the fourth down to turn it over and essentially end the game. What was your biggest takeaway, Marko, from the Raiders' 24-19 loss to the Chargers in Week 1?
I was really disappointed that all phases of the game, you could say it was a win that they held, you know, Justin Herbert and that Charger offense to only 24 points. But I expected a little bit more. You know, I expected Chandler Jones to have a huge game. Max Crosby was a lot better toward the second half of the game. But, you know, when you look at the defensive side of the ball, they were pretty much seemed like Herbert was able to do whatever they wanted. Even when after Keenan Allen went down, you know, DeAndre Carter comes in and he fills that role. He gets a 24-yard touchdown in there. So, you know, it wasn't until I say the fourth quarter is when the defense started to, you know, wake up and figure out what was going on with the Chargers offense, because they did get the Raiders the ball back toward the end to try to win the game. And that's really what you can only ask of this defense right now. You know, they're not the San Francisco type. They're not a Buffalo type. They're not going to get a lot of turnovers. They're not going to, you know, it's so far they haven't got any sacks. And again, the secondary is what it is, but they did enough to give the Raiders one more chance to win the game. And then the offense just, you know, you take away Devontae Adams' big game that he had. And really, Derek Carr was very disappointing in this game. And I know the offensive line is a work in progress, okay? And I know he's not going to have the greatest protection right now. But still, there was times where he just, again, was a skittish Derek Carr. Collapse whenever the pocket would collapse, he would not run out of there and use his legs to keep a play alive or just run for some yards or even look for something down the field or throwing over the middle. He was just staying there. He would freeze and he got sacked. And that's just unacceptable from him at this, you know, ninth year in the NFL. He can't be playing like that if the Raiders want to have any success and any chance to win football games and make the playoffs this year. This is a huge year for this team. There's a lot of expectations on this team, not just from the defensive side of the ball and the guys that they got, but definitely on the offensive side of the ball. Everyone's expecting this team to score at least 31 to 35 points a game with the weapons that they have. And the fact that they were only able to score 19 with Derek Carr throwing three interceptions and I believe getting the sack, was it six or seven times that he got sacked?
Six.
Yeah, so it was six times, right? And those all killed drives that they had. And then I also got to blame some of the play calling too on our new head coach there. I don't know what Josh McDaniels was thinking. You know, they pick up that one fourth down. And then they do this trick play where they try to have Devontae Adams throw the ball, and that just, you know, Chargers read that. It was a big loss, and that just killed all momentum on that one drive, I remember. So, you know, it wasn't just Derek Carr's, you know, play and being skittish, but it's also, I think, some of the play calling. And again, having these guys not play a snap during the preseason showed, and they should have played at least twice in the preseason. And the fact that they didn't, it was just inexcusable. And then the way they finished that game was inexcusable. They should have beat the Los Angeles Chargers. The defense, like I said earlier, they gave them one more chance to win the game, and they did not take advantage of it.
And Marco, from all accounts, that's a home game for the Raiders. I'm sorry. You go to Los Angeles, whether you're playing the Rams or the Chargers, I would say more so the Chargers, their fan base just hasn't gravitated to that team as quickly as the Rams fan base has when they moved to Los Angeles. But that's a game you would hope the Raiders could have came out on top, or to where they didn't have such an ugly performance by Derek Carr and giving up the 6 sacks and the 3 interceptions. You haven't seen a game like that from the Raiders in a long time. And I think you got to have some intellectual honesty. And you look at the Chargers. This is a team that almost made the postseason last year if it weren't for a Daniel Carlson field goal in overtime, remember, in Week 18, of course. And then you look at it, and all 3 AFC West teams last season came this close to making the postseason. It's totally conceivable the Chiefs, Raiders, and Chargers could all make the postseason. The Chargers are a pretty good football team, Marco.
No, they are. And again, their defense smelled blood in the water, and they took advantage of that. They saw how the offensive line was getting beat up by them. Joey Bosa was in there all night, all day, and he made life hell for Derek Carr. And he just look at how their defense is so solid in that front 7. I don't think there's a real weakness there. So, but despite that, the Raiders were still able to execute their plays when they wanted to. And then they just seemed, the times where I think the play calling, I don't know if it got conservative, but there wasn't many shots down the field. It was, seems like they were looking for the you know, little post route or out route, and then it wasn't there. And so the Chargers secondary created some of those sacks as well. And you can't take away how good the San Diego's defense has been, excuse me, Los Angeles. I knew I was going to say it once. Los Angeles defense was. So yeah, they're definitely going to be a contender in the AFC West this year, you know, and let's look at even last night's Monday night game. If the bad time management isn't, you know, that doesn't happen, and they call timeout and they let Russell Wilson earn 5 more yards on 4th and 5, they probably win that game as well. And so the fact that, you know, you had 2 new head coaches who made some bad decisions toward the end of the game. And that's why both those teams are 0-1 right now. And yeah, in Kansas City, they mopped up on the poor Arizona Cardinals. And that's another team that's got a lot of expectations coming into the season, especially with the whole Kyler Murray's situation going on over there. So the way they were able to just manhandle them into an easy win. And now the Chargers get the leg up on the Raiders here in Week 1. It's going to be a tough division, man. The Raiders really can't take really any weeks off. This is going to be a competitive division from really start top to bottom. You know, you have to throw Denver in there with the addition of Russell Wilson. You know, there were some plays last night where he looked like the old Russell Wilson from Seattle. And you know, the Raiders are going to have to contend with that twice this year as well. So this was a bad loss, because knowing the other 2 teams, you know, had won, and you know, you just want to make sure that you got to stay afloat with them. And they can't. Hopefully, this is a learning lesson going forward, that, you know, they figure out a way to lose instead of figuring out a way to win like on Sunday.
Raiders taking on the Arizona Cardinals in their home opener at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday. Speaking of disappointing, let's take a look at the 49ers' 19-10 loss to the Chicago Bears. As I said earlier, they were up 10-0. They allow the 19 unanswered points. What do you attribute this loss to most? The inexperience of Trey Lance, or the absence of George Kittle, or something else?
You know, I think that's it's a question of where I think it was a combination of both. Not having Kittle on there to A, help run block, be that guy who can, beat any defender on the Chicago Bears linebacking core. That hurt. That definitely hurt. In fact, losing Elijah Mitchell in the first half to a knee injury, which he's going to be out, I believe, 2 months now. That hurt. I wouldn't say so much the inexperience of Lance was a deciding factor. I think the Mother Nature was a very deciding factor, and I know no player will ever use that as an excuse, but let's be honest, if you watch the game, the Niners couldn't do anything in that second half when the rain just kept pouring and pouring, and that field turned into a slip and slide. And you saw that. They couldn't run the ball. Lance had trouble staying in the pocket. Then even the defense had trouble being able to get to Justin Fields, which they had no problem with in the first half. They definitely didn't allow the Chicago Bears running game, David Montgomery, to get going. I think he only had like 30 yards total in the game on Sunday. So defensively, they did well in that first half. They dominated that first half. But then, they start that second half and a nice drive, but then they only get a field goal out of it, which they should have got a touchdown, I thought. And they would have been up 14-0, and I think they would have been able to cruise on to victory after that. But I think with Chicago holding them to that field goal to start the second half gave them momentum. And then, you had some turnovers, with the first one by Deebo Samuel in the second drive of the game, that hurt them again, these missed opportunities, which was what Kyle Shanahan, their head coach, said that was the disappointing thing the most, that they made some silly mistakes that they probably shouldn't have made. Now, and I think, but you have to attribute that to the weather and how bad that field got toward the end of the game. You could see Lance's interception was some inexperience right there, kind of telegraphing his pass that was intercepted late in the game, which pretty much sealed the victory. But, when you look at the way they scored that first touchdown, they had pressure on Fields. They weren't able to get to him. He escapes out of that pocket, goes left, and then finds Dante Pettis wide open, which I guess everyone decided, he was going to run the ball because they just left him completely wide open on the right side. And he runs for a 51-yard touchdown, which to me right there was the momentum changer of the game. Once Chicago scored, all of a sudden the momentum turned. They felt it, and they had it, and they really never let go of it the rest of the game. The defense fed off of that first touchdown, and they were able to control the 49ers the rest of the way and not let them score in the second half at all, other than that field goal. So it was a rough day for this team. Again, had a lot of high expectations too. And I think with the offense, Lance is going to get more experience, and he's going to get better as he goes along. He's too athletic to not be in there. And I know everyone's probably calling for Jimmy G to be back in there, but still, you got to give this kid a chance. And I think he, when Mother Nature's not pouring down 10 inches of rain in a quarter, he's going to be able to be better going into this home opener against Seattle this Sunday. So, it was a sloppy filled game in that they missed their opportunities. They didn't cash in on them. And when you let a team hang around like that, like the Chicago Bears, again, they were able to take that momentum, seize it, and use it to their advantage, and then use it to win the game. So hopefully this is a good learning experience for the Niners as well, that when you have a team that's on the ropes, you got to take care of them. You got to finish them off. And if you don't, then that's just asking for trouble. And what you got was a 19-10 loss. So
Seattle Seahawks come into Levi's Stadium next Sunday to take on the 49ers in their home opener. And some of the preseason projections, Marco, I like to look at those. And one media outlet has the Seahawks going 3-14. They did not look like a 3-14 football team on Monday night when they beat the Denver Broncos in Russell Wilson's homecoming. So I think the 49ers cannot take the Seahawks for granted as they try to nail down the Week 2 victory and even their record at 1-1. Marco will be back next week to recap the 49ers and Seahawks Week 2 battle and the Raiders and Cardinals, as both the 49ers and Raiders will have their home openers in Week 2.